Okay, Adam and Eve are sitting down and looking at this tree with the beautiful fruit of knowledge on top of it, but they are ignorant and they don't know the value of the fruit. So they don't pick it up. They don't eat it. They remain ignorant. Then what? You see the dilemma? Because putting information in the head of the creature was done already, right? All the animals, they come to this universe with the information they need. This fruit was different. There was something in it that cannot be force-fed. That was imagination. So, a trick was needed, match. He tricked them by sacrificing the best angel he had, which was the angel of knowledge at that point, sacrificed that angel to show to Adam and Eve something they didn't know. What was that something? That's something we hear from Adam later. Because in this trick, that angel of knowledge will lose its status by being illogical. Because he was sent and he tricked the Eve, then they eat the fruit. Now Adam and Eve are knowledgeable, but not as knowledgeable as Satan. You remember, Satan was the closest to God because he's the symbol of knowledge and he knows everything. Then God talked about something which was not there yet, which was created. By this trick, something was created. Responsibility. He demanded, who is responsible for this? Satan is logical and knowledgeable. He said, you tricked us. This is a trick. Responsible is you. Is it correct? Yes, it is. God wanted this to happen. God sacrificed Satan, didn't he? That was his wish. And Satan declared that. When it came to Adam, Adam said something different, which looks silly. Somehow he said, our beloved God, we ourselves tricked ourselves. Means, I accept the responsibility. Which was not his. Because when they started, they were ignorant. And God wanted it to happen. So, the correct, logical answer was the one Satan gave. Huh? What happened to him? Eternally doomed. This is what logic is to us. Logically, God wanted it and it happened. But Adam said, I'm responsible. Quranic version ends here. Rumi will add something to it. That there is no holy book mentioning this. Rumi said, later, God called Adam and said, listen, when I ask you about this responsibility, didn't you know that everything happens the way I want it to? He said, of course I do. Don't you know that my will goes, no matter what? He said, yes. He said, why did you hit this? He said, I had the fear and I accepted the protocol. Adab, ritual. He said, ritual is a form. Rumi will put it this way, Goft tarsidam adab bogzashtam. Means out of fear, I behave. This illogical behaving is what God will say, that's why I love you. Not the Satan. Because you know the exception. He knows the rules. He goes by rule. And by rule, the guilty party is God. Right? By rule, the guilty party is the other one. Ask all the animals. No matter what happens, ask the animal, animal will defend itself, right? Where is the exception? Do you know an exceptional situation that I will take the blame? I told you that story.
For the one that you love.
Uh-huh. There was this little story that imagine that two guys are walking the street. A tall one, a short one. Or a big one, a small one, right? The small one will break something. The owner of the shop will jump out. Who broke this? The tall one will say, it was my fault. And I'll pay for that. It's silly, isn't it? Then later, there is some bad, complicated situation. Suddenly the big guy will interfere and will help everyone. Everyone will gather around to appreciate his effort and to thank him. He will say, no, credit doesn't go to me. It goes to this little fellow. Is this a silly fellow, the guy, who accepted responsibility for the thing he never did and who will deter the appreciation towards the other fellow? It's a stupid. It's silly, it's illogical. But when you realize that these are a father and son, suddenly everything fits. Of course, if your son will break something, you will pay for it, you accept the blame, you protect your child. And later, when they will say, you're a good father, no, he's good, give him the credit. Loving situation will turn around the logic, right? We are talking about love. Adam understood love. Satan didn't, because Satan didn't earn the love of God. He had it right from the beginning. How Satan became the closest angel to God? It just happened. God made him. Adam earned it. By what? By seeing the opposite of logic, which is in love. A lover never blames the beloved. Lover accepts all the responsibilities, and lover will give all the credits to beloved. This is opposite the logic, right? This is not all. This is the first part. This is the part that will come back later. But remember, we have two Quranic things that we have to study. The first one was ربنا إننا ظلمنا أنفسنا. We compare this later with the saying of Satan. Satan will say, Rabbi bima a'aytani. We'll compare it because here there is no, we. Over there is me. The ego is over there, he will say, my God, you tricked me. Adam cannot say, my, because Eve is standing by, right? So he's forced to say, we. Later we see the same scenario happening, you remember, in the story of Moses and Pharaoh. Pharaoh will say, I. Moses cannot talk, his brother is supposed to talk for him. So his brother cannot say, I. We say we. This trick we see it in these Quranic verses, in the Holy Book. The next one is here. Ma ramayta el ramayta. Look at this carefully. You will see the repetition of this word and this word. Right? Ramaita and Ramaita. This means negative. And this means positive. The meaning of this is, let's understand it with the story. The story goes like this. There is a silly fight, silly war.
And the Islamic people, they are losing the battle. At the moment of retreat, actually, they are running away. Muhammad got very angry. And he can do nothing. He will grab for a fistful of dirt and he will throw it. Suddenly the wind will play a role and this earth will go in the eye of those people. They are confused and somehow they win the battle. The battle which was already lost.